We haven't done it for a while, but we're going to honor moms that are kind of a little different. And I know not everybody's a mom, but I want everybody to stand up if you have a mother. Go ahead, everybody stand up if you have a mother. If you have a mother. Some of you were we weren't really sure about, so that's good to see you standing. All right, you can have a seat. I have a list here, and then we're going to have a little time for you all to give a shout out to your moms too, so that's good too. I would like all the moms to stand up, please. If you are a mother, stand up. Awesome. Thank you, moms. We want to give you a hand, yes? All right. I want my student ministry people, jump up real quick. Come on. Okay, wait, one of these is for moms and one's for the ladies. This is moms. Thank you, Janice. Janice is my right-hand woman. Come here, you guys. I want you to hand these out, okay? For moms, they get this one with the red bow on top. And then for all the ladies, they get that one. Okay? You can... All right. Yeah, just go out and give them now. So if you're a mom, raise your hand. Okay. As God, you can lower your hand. You're in fifth grade. Okay. Just go. That's okay. Just take them out. Give them to moms. If it's not a mom, just hand them one of the ones for the women, okay? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. All right, all the moms that have at least one child, stand up. All the mothers that have a child, stand up. In other words, if you're a mom, you have a child, right? Student ministry people, don't forget the people in the choir. Okay, if you only have one child, you may sit down. Okay? Thank you, Patty. Okay, awesome. If you have more than, how am I going to say this? If you have three or more children, stay up. If you only have two kids or less, sit down. Okay, good. See, basically we're finding out who has the most kids. Who has four kids? If you have four or more kids, stay standing up. Four or more kids. Okay, we're getting it down. Five or more kids. You have five kids? Alice wins! Woo! Oh, Pam, do you have five kids? Oh, Pam wins too! Okay, Chris, why don't you come up here and give a flower for your mom? Yeah. I'm sorry, Cindy. I was looking at Chris. And Patty, do you want to take this up to your mom, one of these flowers? Awesome. Okay. Now this is going to be, this might be, you know, a little embarrassing, but with the oldest mother. Okay. Who do you think is the oldest mother here? Nobody's answering because they can't hear me. Do we think it's Isabel Towner? Isabel, how old is Isabel? 94. Can anybody beat 94? Okay, we're going to pass this over to Isabel. Go on, pass it on over. Now, this one might be the same person. Who has the oldest child? Janice, are you the oldest child for a mom? Okay, so 69. Anybody have a child that's older than 69? All right, she gets two. Now, on the flip side, who is the youngest mother? So, I'm going to guess, how old are you? 25. Anybody younger than 25? All right. What's your name? Yeah, I know you're younger than 25, guys, but what's your name? Misty. Congratulations. All right, now who has the youngest child? It might be Misty again. Mom, if you're talking, no. How old is 9 months? Anybody younger than 9 months? Oh, yours. How old is he? 8 months today. Any younger than 8 months? Okay, Andrea. I need somebody. Okay, we're going to run up here. All right, now here's the really fun one. Who has a child, a son or a daughter, I should say, not a child, a son or a daughter who has traveled the greatest distance to be here with their mom today? Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. Not that. That's not what I'm asking. To be here today, aquí. So who has somebody that's driven more than 20 miles? Okay. Anybody that's driven farther than 20 miles to be here? Nope. All right. Alice wins two today. Awesome. Okay. I think that's it. Okay. And I also want to recognize, I'm going to invite Robin Clarity to stand up, please. Robin is our Presbytery moderator. So we want to say thank you for being here. It's good. We so much appreciate you being here. And you get the last two tulips. And I do want to encourage you to go out and take photos out in the little photo booth out in the gallery after the service. Thank you all for being here. And the offering of the morning will now be received. How great thou art. I kind of messed up and forgot to say, if anybody would like to share a remembrance or an honoring of their mom. So if somebody would like to give a shout out to their mom or caregiver or surrogate mom, the mic is available. I know you all want to, but the first person's always the hardest. Anyone? All right.
I can never, is it on?
Yeah.
I can never stand the silence for too long. I just want to say that my mother is really about the most amazing woman anybody could ever meet. And us three girls, there's three daughters, we all just are in awe of the fact that God gave us such an amazing mother to really give us a foundation that we have all come back to at one time or another in our lives. And I'm just extremely grateful for her and everything she's done for us and everything she does for us every day. She's committed to our family 100%. Thank you, Mom. We love you.
Thanks. Thank you, Chris. Someone else? I saw a hand back here.
Is it working or not? I want to thank God for my mother that raised all 11 of us with good, strong hand. We were born Presbyterians and we will die Presbyterians.
Yes.
And I want to thank her for being there for us all the time. Happy Mother's Day up in heaven.
Awesome. Thank you.
Someone else? You have a big voice.
About a year and a week ago, my mom had bowel replacement. So we're so grateful to still have her. And she's 87 now. Last summer, she was the flower girl in my sister's remarriage at 86.
Wow.
And was so thrilled to throw the petals. But I I really appreciate her because she's always, even though I might have been a quirky little kid or a tomboy, she let me wear jeans and let me cut my hair short and let me, if I wanted art, she'd buy me pastels. If I wanted to learn to read, she'd take me to the library and read me stories because I wanted to read so badly. And just always supported me in everything that I wanted to do.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Thanks, Nancy. Anyone else? Word about mom.
Okay. Then let's... Any choir members? No? Okay. Then let's join our voices together in singing hymn number 467, How Great Thou Art, verses 1, 2, and 4. I invite you to stand if you're able to do so.